Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vince.
Yeah, hi, Greg.
I'm just amazed at what's going on. I mean, the corruption.
give us a specific example of which aisle of corruption you are describing.
I am describing the from anywhere from the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden relationship as, you know, the leader of the country to the almost voice legislation in Australia, which was shot down because some citizen decided to stand up and sue the government over the constitutionality of it, and it was completely shot down and abandoned.
And now, one more time, what was shot down and abandoned in Australia?
It was called the voice legislation. It was unconstitutional way to change the constitution and the in Australia. You just look at the voice legislation. It was shot down completely in their courts because a citizen had the gumption to take the government to court.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge overruled voice legislation, so it no longer exists.
Mm-hmm. So
it's amazing what the power of the people.
Yeah. And I got a phone message from Gwyneth, something about cats are being made illegal in Australia. And I haven't done any research on it, and I'm not sure exactly what this message means, but I'm going to do some research to see if some kind of legislation has been enacted to ban cats in Australia. And if that's the case, that's one of the dumbest things they can do, because without natural predators, the mice and rats will just flourish. They will breed like they're on fertilizer. Now, we have cats here at the farm, and they're a tax deduction, and they should be.
Absolutely. And you know, another thing that is kind of on my mind right now, and that is the comments from Bill Gates about cutting down and burying trees to fight global warming. We're talking, obviously, mental insanity. We've really got some mental cases who have a lot of money who are, I don't know how they can get away with it. What they're doing to this planet, you know, thinking that we need to be eating bugs instead of plants and vegetables. Well, you know, it takes plants and vegetables to feed the bugs, to feed us the bugs. Excuse me? These guys are mentally ill, psychopathic, global criminals. I don't know what else to say. I'm just dumbfounded that people even allow these stories to be even published.
I was reading an article about Bill Gates and how he bought millions of shares of InBev's, Anheuser-Busch's Bud Light, you know, to prop them up because he thinks it's going to return. And I hope that the boycott continues for many reasons. One, it was a sick, sick advertising campaign to say you can be transgender too, just like Dylan Mulvaney. That's my take on this. By the way, don't believe anything you hear in the media. Don't believe anything we say. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But Bill Gates bought a lot of shares of this stock in this brewing company. And if I saw a picture of him. This guy, Bill Gates, has man boobs now. They've come in. The supply chain is working for man boobs, and he got a set. And he looks frumpy. He's got a flabby gut. These are all my opinions. And he has man boobs. He's like the epitome of what I don't want to look like. Seriously.
You know, I just heard in the Mormon temple there were some changes. They changed husband and wife to spouse. Gee, I wonder why they did that. They're getting ready to solemnize gay relationships. And I don't know. I don't know. Are we forgetting that there were two complete cities dry roasted over this issue?
Well, I think there are some cities that are on slow roast right now, like New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco. Those cities are being dry roasted. The mayor of New York City has been in the media saying that there are 110,000 guests. We would call them illegal aliens. And they've been bussed from Texas. They've illegally crossed the border, and the governor of Texas is sick of it. And he's sick of the Biden administration doing everything they can to allow these people to come to this country. And so he's busing them to New York City, and New York City, the mayor, is saying, wait, this is going to cost more than the sanitation of New York City. It's going to cost more than the fire department and sanitation combined. We can't afford it. It's got to stop. He sees no end in it. And the only thing he didn't say, now this is a guy who said, yeah, y'all come here. Y'all come here. So if you're an illegal alien, but, you know, just a guest, don't come over to our city. It's a sanctuary city. We'll be glad to have you. Now, a year later, he's saying, we can't take it. We can't take it anymore. It's going to totally destroy New York City. Of course it is. Of course it is. And this is what happens when you elect buffoons or select buffoons or appoint buffoons to run organizations. So we've had
San Francisco?
People. I'm talking about New York City, San Francisco,
yeah.
Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia. All of these cities are run by incompetent people, and
yes,
they.
Yes.
Here's another part of it. There was a little town in Virginia, and this is by way of a small.
Tell you about San Francisco after you're done with this, because. Well, no, I'll just tell you right now. The average home seller is losing $100,000 on its home sale in San Francisco.
And good for them. Good for them, because they've earned it. They have designed it. They have welcomed it. They've said, we are not going to police. Crime doesn't matter. Y'all want to steal things up to $999? Go ahead. We're not going to prosecute you. We're going to let you out of the clink. It's a free-for-all. So businesses can't take it. The homeless population is pooping and peeing on the streets in front of businesses. Nobody wants to go into the businesses. The businesses can't earn a profit, so they're closing their doors. It's like a race to see who can close first.
Where are the people with the pitchforks standing in front of the police station? They need to be there.
You know, Greg, you mentioned pitchforks. We took some of our friends here in Missouri decided to visit the state legislature, and we did exactly that, literally. Got two really large vans. We rented two large vans, and we went to the Capitol with farm tools. No kidding. No kidding. Did it get the attention? Absolutely. There was standing room only at the Capitol. That wasn't like a January 6th thing or a jumping over desk. We just went into the lobby and, with stuff that you might use at a farm, tools. And it certainly got the attention.
Yeah.
the representatives, the alleged representatives. That was maybe almost 15 years ago.
Well, what they're using the January 6th, they're trying to show you what the power that they have if you protest anything that they're doing.
Yes, you know, and you know, I've been watching late at night. I've been watching government-produced footage of World War II. U.S. government-produced. So this isn't Hollyweird. This is real government footage. These are our planes in dogfights. These are our bombers in bombing raids. It showed the retaliation of the United States of America against the Nazis, the Germans, who in one generation inflicted the most evil, the most vile, the most destructive forces on the rest of everybody else that the world has ever seen. And it is absolutely despicable. You know, the Nazis bombed England. They bombed London. Like, for 28 days straight, they set men, women, and children on fire, blew them to bits, body parts everywhere. They blew up churches, Westminster Abbey. They blew up schools, churches, businesses, houses. Like, thousands and thousands of houses were just set on fire with incendiary bombs. Bombs designed to set London on fire, and it did. It was the biggest fire, man-made fire ever, and to this day, the biggest of any city. The Nazis were absolutely despicable. And this would be the Luftwaffe. This would be the Wehrmacht. This would be the Navy, Kriegsmarine, all of it. And then you look at the Japanese. The Japanese committed atrocities as well. I'm stunned. I'm stunned that people buy these products. And I was thinking last night that my dad said, and he didn't say it very often, a couple times that I remember in my entire life, that he said the Japanese were trying to, well, he called them Japs. Everybody did. Even the U.S. government called them Japs. So don't beat on me for calling them what the government called them, Japs. The Japs were trying to kill my dad. That's what he said. And the Germans were trying to kill my uncles and my grandfather.
And you're right. And I remember growing up in Utah Valley, and the big employment was Geneva Steel Plant. Everybody had jobs at the steel plant. And I remember them packing it up and shipping it off to China, because China bought it.
My father talked about...
It was sickening. It really was. It was a beautiful place.
My father talked about... he was born in the very early 20s, and he said he remembered watching these barges on the East Coast in the ports looking up scrap metal, like engines from cars, car frames, steel of all kinds. And they'd pick it up with electromagnets, and they would load it on barges, and the barges would get loaded onto ships, and the ships would sail for Japan. And he said, you know, I wonder what are they going to do with all this? What are they going to do with all this? He said in 1941 he found out it came back as bombers and fighters and ships. And they attacked the United States of America. They blew up our Navy with our old scrap metal.
Is the dismantling of this country.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, class, my father was in World War II. He was a first sergeant in the United States Army. And he talked about how the Japanese would dive bomb the American ships in on their way to the Philippines, the flotilla. And he said it was terrifying. You know, you're out in the middle of the ocean, there's no place to go, and then these ships are coming out of the sky and they're strafing with machine guns. And when they run out of machine gun cartridges, then what they would do is they'd use their bomb and try to drop it down the smokestack of a ship and blow up the ship. And when they used their last round of machine gun ammunition and the bomb that they had, then they would then pick out a ship and they would kamikaze dive bomb into it and blow themselves up and take out the ships. And they, my dad saw U.S. Army and Navy and Marines jumping overboard into the ocean on fire because of the kamikazes and attacking our ships. And the reason that the Japanese did this, the reason they were able to be convinced to do this in mass, is because they believed that their emperor was God. And so they were told to not think. Don't think, follow us. Don't think, follow us. And then the Italians, with Benito Mussolini, he rose to power and he said, don't think, follow us. Or follow me. Don't think, follow me. And they did. And then Adolf Hitler and Hess and the Hitler's henchmen said, don't think, follow Adolf Hitler, because he is, he compared to Jesus Christ is not quite the man that Adolf Hitler is. That's what they were told. So that's why you see these Nazis falling into line, assembling in the largest assembly of people ever assembled. And it's because they were following what they thought was their God. Blindly. They were told to do it, and they did it. And then there was Lebensborn. Lebensborn was get a thousand, round up 1,000 girls and put them in a barracks, and then get a hundred prime Nazi specimens and impregnate them. And then you'll have 100,000 purebreds.
You know what that sounds like? Lahaina. Locking people in so they burn to death. And I've got a little message for Hawaii. If the rest of Hawaii does not stand up and go to the governor's, you know, go to the capital of Hawaii and demand that these people be prosecuted for their crimes and investigate the lasers that were seen mapping the area and the laser lights that were seen in the smoke and the fires as they were probably setting them on fire, investigate the not turning on the sirens and notifying people on emergency alert systems on their phones. Investigate all this, take them and prosecute them. If that doesn't happen, if they don't stand up and demand and take those people out of office, they might as well respect that. That's their future for the rest of the state. I mean, what other possibilities are there if they don't stand up and do something? That's what they're going to be looking forward to the rest of the state.
There's
promises of new 15-minute cities, smart cities to be replaced, that they will control who builds, how it's built. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know who's behind it. You know, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, George Soros, international war criminals.
You know, you know what you might want to do, class? You might want to look up what faith or group some of these people have. So, for example, you know, pick a religion. And then type in a person's name, comma, and then a religion or a faith. And see what faith or religion these people claim to have. You won't believe it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a major Category 5 storm. Lee's maximum sustained wind speeds has reached 160 miles per hour as it builds over the Atlantic east of the Caribbean this morning. Lee was a Category 1 storm earlier in the day yesterday. The hurricane was located roughly 700 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Models are predicting the storm will likely reach its peak intensity by this weekend and is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane over the southwestern Atlantic early next week, though it's too soon to know whether this system will directly impact the U.S. mainland. Danny Masterson, an actor on That 70 Show, has been told his fate after being found guilty in his rape retrial. Masterson was convicted on 2 rape counts to 30 years behind bars. A hung jury was issued to a third accuser. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, it's interesting, class, that in World War II, the Germans attacked Russia. And this may not be well known, but Russia is the USSR, former Soviet Union. This is a little bigger than 3 times the size of the United States. The sun never sets on the former Soviet Union, the USSR. SR. It is so large that when the sun is setting, beginning to set on one end of the former Soviet Union, it's shining on the other side. So it's always in the sunlight. That's how big it is. And Germany decided that they wanted it for its raw materials. They wanted to steal its assets. They wanted to take the entire country. And in Italy and Japan formed this pact, the Axis Pact, and they were going to carve up the entire world. And the Japanese were delighted with the thought of marching down Washington, D.C. and taking our country as well. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And then you look at, we were allies with Russia. We were. And we were fighting the Germans and the Japanese because they wanted to kill us, literally. And then you look at what's happened with Joe. We had a great relationship with Russia until Joe. Now, it looks like we're enemies because of one guy, one buffoon.
You know,
and if you look at buffoons, you can look at Adolf Hitler. He set the world on fire. He did. And it looks like there's a possibility that our buffoon can do the same thing because of his incompetence and his stupidity and his insatiable greed. These are my opinions. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, you know, I want to be clear. I'm not advocating, you know, take up arms and violence. What I am advocating is stand up for your rights. Don't let these people walk all over and crush the Constitution, crush your freedoms, which are very few and are disappearing quickly. You know, what I advocate is not turning the other cheek, turning your head and just pretending like it doesn't exist. We can all see it. You know, someone made the comment to me that I'm just glad I'm, you know, almost done with life. And, you know, I thought to myself, what a piece of work. What a piece of work from the public school systems. Just thinking about themselves. What about your posterity, your children, children's children and future? You know, just glad that you're missing it all, or, you know, are almost done with it all. I mean, I don't know. We're on our last leg if this is our attitude. Yeah, back to you.
I'm not advocating violence. I absolutely am not. And I've said over and over and over, don't get involved. Don't get involved. But that doesn't mean don't defend yourself. So if it gets as bad as we think it's going to get, and people are starting to shoot at you and trying to kill you, then you have to defend yourself. Okay, that's the way I see that. But I'm not advocating an insurrection. I'm not advocating violence against the government. But what I am saying is, it's unbelievable that we are being destroyed from within. And Nikita Khrushchev said it in the '60s. At the United Nations, he pounded his shoe, took off his shoe and pounded the heel of his shoe on the desk, and he said, "We will bury you." And he said that we won't have to fire a shot. You're going to collapse from within. And guess what? It's happening. We are collapsing from within. If you look at New York City and you say, "Let's put a buffoon in charge, someone who really doesn't understand, someone who can't make decisions, someone who makes bad decisions serially over and over and over again. You put someone like that in charge, the city will collapse. Okay? If you put a buffoon as a captain on a ship, the ship will collapse. It will sink. You need to have management. You need to have people in leadership that know what in the heck they're doing. You can't make big mistakes like Budweiser. That's a huge mistake, and they are paying for it every day. And management doesn't understand that. Management should have. It's real easy. The CEO should have said, "Well, we were really dumb. Or that was a dumb thing. You know, I don't know who was in charge of marketing, but we fired them all. So don't worry about that. We're not going to do that again. We fired all those guys and gals. We're not going to do any of this transgender stuff because it makes no sense. And our customers didn't like it. And you know what? We hear you. We hear you. So we fired everybody involved. And there is no more Dylan Mulvaney. We're not going to do any transgender stuff. We just want to be the great American beer that you used to think we were. So for the next couple of years, we're going to have a 50% off sale. And this is our way of saying we're sorry." But that's not what they did. What they did was they spent money on advertising. And they gave bonuses to truck drivers, like $500. And they didn't really apologize. And the CEO didn't say he was sorry. And who did this affect? It affected the shareholders. It affected the people with pensions whose pension funds invested in Anheuser-Busch's products. They should be livid. They should be suing Anheuser-Busch. They should throw overboard top management and the board of directors immediately. That's what they should do, in my opinion. But that's not happening. People are weak. They're going to let somebody else do it. And in that line of thinking, so does Vinny try to get involved? Yeah. Yeah, Vinny tries to get involved. Vinny ran for the board of directors of Laclede Electric 4 times in 5 years. And no one has been beaten more severely than Vinny. No one. Can you imagine getting 100 votes out of 37,000? That's my record. I ran for the school board to fix the school board, and I was beaten just as badly. But I tried. I tried. And sometimes you have to realize that, okay, you can't win the fight. It's too big. So get out of the way. Just protect yourselves and your family. That's what I've learned. The machine is big and it's corrupt. And it's full of buffoons. And what I see at the head of large organizations is people who don't know what they should be, what they should know. Like the CEO of Ford Motor Company, gets in a F-150 Lightning and he finds out there aren't enough chargers. 2 years into the game, he takes one for a ride and goes, uh-oh, I can't go where I want to go on Route 66 because they don't have enough chargers. We better rethink this. And what does he say? I'm going back to my gas-guzzling big Ford F-150 gas-powered truck. Because it makes no sense to have an electric truck. What was that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Go ahead and put a pinch on that. 39.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Sounds like you're working.
Unfortunately, yeah, I have to. It's one of those things that I guess you can hear through my hand. But
Greg, I have a question for you. I was thinking about this last night about vehicles. I have been under vehicles in our automotive shop, and it's called Advanced Automotive Repairs here in Missouri and at our farm. And I was under some of these small SUVs, like the Ford Escape. Greg, there are two bolts that hold a major control arm that hold the rear wheel on. Each rear wheel is held on by two bolts, literally, and we'll call it a shock absorbing rubber piece, a bushing. So two on the rear right, two on the rear left. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I can't believe this vehicle has a trailer hitch on it. I can't believe this thing pulls a trailer. Have you seen any problems with these little tiny vehicles that can hardly support themselves with their suspension? Pulling a trailer going in the fast lane, 70 miles an hour. Are you seeing this craziness too?
Oh, I've definitely seen it. I've seen some of the craziest things. I mean, on the road, and it, just insanity. How long do you think something like that's going to last?
Well, I don't know. We're looking at $6,000 worth of repairs on a vehicle that's worth $2,000. We're talking about suspension parts. We're talking the front end of these things. The bumper, there's no bumper. There's this thing that, you know, is allegedly a bumper, but it's really not crash-worthy. There's a turbocharger on this silly little four-cylinder vehicle, and the turbocharger air intake tube is lower than the bottom of the oil pan for the engine. So if you're going to scrape something, you're going to scrape this intake tube. Dust is going to go in the turbocharger. Dust is going to be forced into the engine. It's going to blow the turbocharger, and it's going to blow the engine. It's like stupid. It's beyond stupid. I mean, if I were at the conference table looking at the, you know, the latest design, and the engineer said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You know, we don't have a lot of room because we didn't think this thing through, so we're going to have to put the air intake for the turbocharger, you know, below the oil pan. So the center of the vehicle, the first thing you're going to hit if you bottom out is going to be this tube. I would say, y'all go back to the drawing board. And by the way, you're fired.
I don't know. Trying to make cars compact. What they're calling SUVs or utility vehicles nowadays is a complete joke.
In that line of thinking,
when I bought a sport utility vehicle, I expect to be able to take it off road and have some clearance.
How about this? How about a frame? How about a frame? Would you, Greg, would you buy a vehicle without a frame?
Absolutely.
You know, to
not.
Be used to use as a towing vehicle.
I've never owned a unibody. Never.
Class, if you're going to tow a vehicle, you need to have a frame, in my opinion. Unibody is really not designed to tow, tow a trailer.
That's why I have to drag them up on the back of the flatbed slide deck tow truck.
Mm-hmm. Because they'll bend in the middle.
So many of them. Yeah.
Class, we have to have special adapters in order to put up some of the vehicles on our lift. We have to have special adapters because if we don't use these adapters called pinch weld adapters, we will bend the car putting it up on a lift. It can't support its own weight because there's no frame. How well do you think that's going to do in a collision? And here's the proof. Don't believe me. Next time you're at a traffic light, look around and look at the wrinkles in the sheet metal of the vehicles around you. And you have to ask yourself, how does something get wrinkled like that? It's because it's thin. The metal is so thin it can wrinkle.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As our founding fathers set forth in writing the rules for us under which we should operate, and it's called the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And what Greg and I are saying is that those are the rules, and those are the rules we should follow. It's pretty clear. And when those rules are violated, they need to be brought, if those in charge of those rules are violating the rules, they need to be, it needs to be brought to light. And corrections need to be made to bring us back to the rules, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So, some people, and I've heard people say this at in public meetings. People have said, I can't wait for the revolution. I'd like it to start tomorrow. That's not me saying that. I've heard people say that. And I'm thinking, they've lost their minds. Because gets into full flying lead, and once people in the United States start hurting each other more and more, it's going to be terrible. There are going to be food shortages that are worse than what we have now. There's going to be energy shortages. Things are going to break in such a way that life...
Other countries will look at us and say, let's divide it up.
Right.
We're not...
Right. As a matter of fact, that's what...
Organization within, that's the end of it.
That's what our enemies did in World War II. They used our freedom of the press, freedom of information against us to deploy lying tactics to divide us up. That's what they did back in 1941. That's exactly what they did. And they're still doing it. It's the same playbook. Why? Because it works.
Part with that. Yeah.
Divide and conquer.
I saw a flag today that was very disturbing. And I can't believe somebody be flying it. It said Trump or death. And it had a picture of Trump with his famous mugshot, looking real angry when he was brought in the court. When he was booked.
Yeah.
That's disturbing. Trump or death.
I saw one in Springfield, Missouri, and it had the Blue Lives Matter. You know, it's the American flag style, but instead of red, white, and blue, it was blue, white, and black. And this is allegedly the police solidarity flag. And underneath this large flag, I'm talking huge, it said, Blue Lives Matter. Some lives don't. I found that really disturbing. I found that despicable. What lives don't matter? What lives don't matter?
I would have been questioning that person. What are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you saying?
You know, the message that many people might have perceived from that is that the police are in charge and they're going to bust up anything that they want. That's what some people might think that message means, including kill people that, well, heck, they don't matter.
There's a lot of mental illness out there. You've got to watch who you're hanging around. What's your margin for error? If you find people have zero margin for error, they think they are right about everything, boy, those are people to avoid, like the plague. You don't want them involved in, you know, what you're doing. Your thoughts on that?
I'm very frustrated with so many people who just don't think. And Adolf Hitler said it very, very well. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is darn close. How fortunate for government that the people they govern don't think. How fortunate. That's what he said. And his administration said, don't think. Follow me. And Japan said the same thing in the 1930s and 40s. And so did Italy. And those three countries, and I am of Italian heritage. I am. But I've never been to Italy. And I don't speak a word of Italian. Not one word. And in my household when I was growing up, we didn't speak Italian either. And why is that? Because my grandparents, when they came to the United States, said, we are in America. We have become Americans. We will speak English. That's why I don't speak Italian. Because in our household, we were Americans. I'm an American. I just happen to be of Italian heritage. I have no desire to go to Italy. None. I don't speak Italian. And by the way, you might wonder, how come Vinny buys Mercedes cars? I don't buy anything that comes from Germany that's brand new. It's already been here and nobody else wanted it. And that's why I bought it. I'm talking about old Mercedes. My dad wouldn't have a Japanese car no matter what. Because they were trying to kill him. And my uncle, at the Battle of the Bulge, he wouldn't have a German anything no matter what. Because they were trying to kill him. Remember, Russia was our ally. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.